In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. Today is Wednesday, the 6th of April, and it's Easter time. Hallelujah. And I'm going back to a couple of scriptures, and we're going to start with John 20:30, and many other signs Jesus did in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these signs have been written that you might believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Oh yes, these things have been written that you might believe. The woman at the well, Lazarus, oh yes, the man born blind, yes, these things have been written so that you might believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. Do you believe that today? That he is true God and true man? Do you believe that today? That he's all-powerful? He said, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me." And you know what? He gives that power to the church. Whether we want to use it or not, it's up to us. All that power is given to the church. Whether we use it or not is up to us. Chapter 21. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. Tiberias Sea is also the Sea of Galilee. And on this wise showed he himself. This is the way he showed himself. There were together Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter said unto them, "I'm going fishing." Now I'm telling you that he had no right to do that. Jesus called him away from his nets, away from his boats, and he called him to go fish for men. Maybe you are one of the people that's running away from Jesus today. And it's time to stop running from, and it's time to run to, "I'm going fishing." In other words, I don't want to wait for him to come again. I don't know when he's going to come again as the risen Lord. But you know what? I want to do something familiar. I'm going fishing. And you know, I don't even care if he thought, "We're not going to catch anything, but I'm still going fishing." You know, sometimes it's that way. I've had enough of ministry. I'm going to the movies. I'm going to the movies. I'm going to see something good. And that's all right. That's all right. And you know, you might find someone in the movies that needs to hear the gospel. Oh yes, that's the reality of it all. "I'm going fishing." And they said unto him, "We also will go with you." They went forth and entered into the ship immediately. I wonder where they got the boat. And that night they caught nothing. And that just doesn't faze me. You don't catch anything when Jesus is not with you. Oh yes, you might say, why are things just so bad? Maybe because Jesus is not with you. You've dumped him for something else. You've dumped him for money or power. You've dumped him. But when morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But his disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, "Children, have you caught any fish?" He knew. They answered, "No." And he said unto them, "Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find fish." So they cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it in for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he was girt in his fisherman's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it was 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. Have you caught any fish? You know, church, have you caught any converts? Converts like Peter and Paul, converts like Mary Magdalene, and converts like Our Blessed Mother. Have you caught any fish? Oh, yes, we have to give people the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to give people the power of God. Yes, we do. That's what people need. They need to hear the gospel, and they need to know that there is dynamos, dynamite, in the gospel. Therefore, the disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, "It is the Lord." Now, when Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put his fisherman's coat on, he had been naked, and he did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciple came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it was only 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon as then that they were come to the land, they saw a fire of coal, and fish laid thereon, and bread. And Jesus said unto them, "Bring your fish which you have now caught." Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land full of great fishes, 153. Why 153? I don't know. It's just 153 fish. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. There were so many fish that the net wasn't broken. That's another miracle. Jesus said unto them, "Come and have breakfast." And none of the disciples did ask him, "Who are you?" For they knew that it was the Lord. Why don't they recognize him with their eyes? He's got a risen body. Oh, yes, he's got a risen body. It's the same Jesus risen from the dead who has gone back to the Father and has come back to the earth. Oh, yes, it's the same Jesus. "Come and have breakfast." And none of the disciples did ask, "Who are you?" knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then came and took the bread and gave it to them, and the fish as well. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples. After that, he was risen from the dead. So it's the third time that Jesus showed himself to the disciples after he had been risen from the dead. Are you running away from God today like Peter? I'm going to tell you, you're going to meet him on the shore. I'm going to tell you, he's going to be there for you. Are you there for him? That's the question. You see, being a priest or a minister can become, well, I know all these things. It's more than knowing all these things. It's putting the gospel of Jesus into practice. I keep on saying, "They shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall be healed." That was the promise of Jesus. I was just talking today with Mary Fran, and her brother had cancer of the liver, and he came over to the house many years ago, and we prayed with him, and he was delivered from the cancer for 7 years. For 7 years, they had given him no hope, but you see, Jesus Christ is our hope. Jesus Christ does heal. Jesus Christ has power for the church. Whether we use the power or not, it is available. And how do we get it? With a mustard seed of faith. And when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" And Jesus said, "Do you love me in a way that you'd give your life for me?" And Simon answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. I love you as a friend." He said unto him, "Feed my lambs." That is the vocation of the priest, to feed the lambs, to feed the sheep, to touch people, to bring people into a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and the sacraments. He said unto him again the second time, "Simon, son of John, Do you love me insofar as you would give your life for me? And what did he say? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you as a friend. He said unto him, feed my sheep. What are you going to feed them with? Going to feed them with the Word of God. Going to feed them with the Eucharist. Going to feed them with prayer. Feed my sheep. How many ministers and how many priests pray with their people, asking God to do the impossible? Oh, yes. We had a lady that came to us, and her cancer markers were up, and we prayed with her. She didn't have cancer. And then they called her in again, and we prayed again, and she didn't have cancer. I'm telling you, praying does things. Prayer does things when it's prayed in faith, when we pray believing that Jesus Christ is Lord and He has called us to do these things. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And he said to him a third time, Simon, son of man, son of Jonas, son of John, do you love me as a friend? Jesus just now doesn't say, do you love me in a way that you give your life for me, but do you love me as a friend? Peter was grieved because he asked him a third time, do you love me? And he said unto him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. That's what we've been doing on radio for 34 years. Feeding the sheep the Word of God. Yesterday I went through the letters and people just so grateful that they're hearing God's Word. So grateful that God is calling them into greatness, into ministry. Oh yes, it's not only me that ministers. God is calling you into ministry, to pray with the sick and to believe. Oh yes, that's real. That's real. Truly, truly, Jesus said, I say unto you, when you were young, you girded yourself and walked where you would. But when you shall be old, you shall stretch forth your hands, and another shall gird you and carry you where you would not go. Jesus spoke this way, signifying the death that Peter would glorify God. And we know Peter died on a cross upside down because he said he wasn't worthy to die the same way as his master. Then he said, follow me. Then Peter, turning about, seeing the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayed thee? Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, Lord, what shall this man do? In other words, the disciple who Jesus loved. And Jesus said unto him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow me. In other words, none of your business. It's none of your business what's going to happen with John. Your business is to follow me. That's real. It's none of your business that someone's working this way or working that way. Your business is to follow Jesus. That's your business. Not anything else but to follow Jesus and to follow him to the cross and to follow him to the empty tomb and to follow him into the place where Pentecost happened. Yes, your business is to follow Jesus. And they went about saying abroad among the brethren that the disciple whom Jesus loved should not die. Yet Jesus did not say to him, he shall not die. But if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to you? Mind your business, Peter. Think about yourself. Are you following me? Do you truly love me? This is the threefold asking, do you love me? Making up for the threefold times that Jesus was ridiculed by Peter. That he said, I don't know him, never saw him. This makes up for the three times that he denied Jesus. And this disciple testifies of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And listen to this one. This is the best. This is the last verse of John 21. It's the last verse. And there are also many other things which Jesus did. If they should all be written, I suppose even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. My friends, what is Jesus doing in your life today? My friends, the scripture says, these and many other things Jesus did, were they all written, the world could not contain the books of what Jesus did. What did Jesus do for you yesterday? What does Jesus do for you today? Are you dependent upon Jesus? Is he your Lord? Oh yes, there are many other things that Jesus did. Were they all recorded, all the books in the world would not be able to contain them. I remember having a Bible study for young people, and we would use that scripture every Sunday and see what Jesus was doing. Oh yes, he said in John 20, and many other signs did Jesus do in the presence of his disciples. And these have been written so that you might believe. Now he says in the last verse of John 21, there are many other things that Jesus did, which they should be written, everyone, I suppose, that even the world itself could not contain the books. I'm telling you, Jesus is at work through the power of the Holy Spirit. But is he working in you? Are you allowing that to happen? Are you allowing Jesus to do something? It is so good to see people expecting that Jesus is going to do something. It is so good to see expectation. It is so good that people come to believe and to know that Jesus does things. I declare the things already happened. I declare healing in the name of Jesus. I declare healing in the name of Jesus Christ through his death and resurrection. Yes, right now I declare healing in you through the death and resurrection of Jesus. Jesus said he did many other things. He wants to do things today. Do you believe it? I declare healing in the arms in the name of Jesus through his death and resurrection, through his blood that he shed on the cross. I declare healing in the fingers of arthritis. Move them now. In the name of Jesus, I declare healing by the power of the cross and the power of the resurrection. I declare healing. And Jesus Christ knows that he has given the church this power to heal the sick. Yes, how many times have people been anointed and not died? I remember going to visit a lady who was on her way out. I anointed her, and she lived for several more months. Oh, yes, the anointing of the sick heals people. Oh, yes, it's not called the last rites anymore. The anointing of the sick heals people through the faith of the priest and through the faith of the church. This is so important. Many other things Jesus did. My question today is, what is he doing in you? I'm looking at Acts 1:4. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which you have heard me say. Who is the promise of the Father? The Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, they would have died, a little sect, S-E-C-T, if the Holy Spirit didn't come. And because of persecution, they were led all over the world to proclaim the gospel. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence. And when they therefore had come together, they asked Jesus, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? See, they're looking for power. This is not why Jesus came. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own power, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things while they beheld him, he was taken up. He ascended into heaven. And the cloud received him out of their sight. That's the cloud of glory. Oh, yes. The cloud of glory that led Israel through the sea by day. And while they looked steadfastly to heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, the angels. Which he also said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing, gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which was taken up from you into heaven, shall also come in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven. I'm telling you, they're looking up, and now it's time for them to go back to the cenacle. It's time for them to go back and to pray for the promise of the Father. They don't know what Jesus is talking about, but it's going to happen to them. Without Pentecost, the church would have died in Jerusalem. Thank God for Pentecost. Thank God for the power of the Holy Spirit that always glorifies Jesus. Thank God for the Holy Spirit who calls us to preach the gospel in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. Are you a witness of Jesus? When's the last time you told someone about Jesus? When's the last time you shared your testimony? You say, but I haven't got a big testimony. You've got a testimony. Use it. When's the last time you did that? You say, well, I'm ashamed. Ashamed of what? Ashamed of Jesus? If you're ashamed of him on the last day, he'll be ashamed of you. You don't have to be ashamed. Just do the best you can. Witness to people. Let people know that Jesus Christ is Lord. Let them know that he's changed your life. Let them know that Jesus Christ hears and answers prayer. Today, I want to pray for a woman named Eva who has cancer. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood and resurrection, heal Eva today in Jesus' name. I call those things to be now that are not as if they are, and they are by grace. In the name of Jesus and through his death and resurrection, heal Eva now. Anything and everything the devil wrote against Eva has been conquered by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, heal Eva now from all bits of cancer, from all cancer in her lymph nodes. Heal her now, because you love her. You love Eva. Oh yes, you can get the overflow if you got cancer. Believe that God is healing you now, and the doctors have to check it out. This is wonderful. God said, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. Oh, I wonder how we have witnessed to Jesus. I wonder if we've kept our mouths quiet. I wonder. It's time to tell people about the Lord, about God. You know, do not be afraid to use the name of Jesus. The world would say, my higher power is this or that. But we know that the only power in heaven and on earth is the Holy Spirit who leads us to Jesus Christ. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let me tell you about the School of the Holy Spirit that's going to be at Holy Rosary between July 17th and the 23rd. Between July 17th and the 23rd. You can register online, www.daysofglory.org/register. Between the 17th and the 23rd of July, the School of the Holy Spirit. We expect miracles during those days. Why? Because Jesus said, you shall receive power when the Spirit comes upon you. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.